Chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the ancestral leaders of the children of Israel, to King Solomon in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. All the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast, in the month Ethanim, which is the seventh month. All the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the Ark. They brought up the Ark of the Lord, and the tent of meeting, and all the holy vessels that were in the tent, and the priests and the Levites brought them up. King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel, who were assembled to him, were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and cattle, that could not be counted nor numbered for multitude. The priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place, into the inner sanctuary of the house, to the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and its poles above. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the holy place before the inner sanctuary, but they were not seen outside. And there they are to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. It came to pass, when the priests had come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon said, "The Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick cloud. I have surely built you a house of habitation, a place for you to dwell in forever." The king turned his face about, and blessed all the assembly of Israel, and all the assembly of Israel stood. He said, "Blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David your father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be there, nor did I choose any man to be a leader over my people Israel, but I chose Jerusalem that my name may be there, and I chose David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to David my father, whereas it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house, but your son who shall come forth out of your body, he shall build the house for my name. The Lord has established his word that he spoke, for I have risen up in the place of David my father, and I sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have set a place for the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt." Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. Now Solomon had made a bronze scaffold, 8 feet and 7 inches long, and 8 feet and 7 inches broad, and 5 feet and 2 inches high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and on it he stood, and kneeled down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, "Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven above, or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and loving kindness with your servants, who walked before you with all their heart, who have kept with your servant David my father that which you promised him. Yes, you spoke with your mouth, and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, may the Lord, the God of Israel, keep with your servant David my father that which you have promised him, saying, there shall not fail you a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children take heed to their way, to walk before me as you have walked before me. Now therefore, Lord, God of Israel, please let your word be verified, which you spoke to your servant David my father. But will God in very deed dwell on the earth? Look, heaven and the heaven of heavens can't contain you, how much less this house that I have built. Yet have respect for the prayer of your servant, and for his petition, Lord my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you this day, that your eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which you have said, my name shall be there, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray toward this place. Listen to the petition of your servant, and of your people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. Yes, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive.